So imagine walking into a room and you see this. Just this absolutely beautiful bouquet of flowers. It's the centerpiece.
Right. A really dense, vibrant bouquet.
Exactly. But then you look closer and you realize the petals, the leaves, every single butter.
It's all buttercream.
It's all edible. We're talking about desserts that make you do a complete double take.
And that illusion is pretty much the foundation of the deep dive we're doing today. We're looking at Walt's Backhouse, a small, a very highly reviewed home bakery.
Based in Camden, in Islington, in London.
Yeah.
And they've sort of cornered the market on turning the humble cupcake into these hyper-realistic floral arrangements.
Yeah, but we're going to go way beyond just how they look.
Oh, for sure. Our sources are their menu, a whole stack of really enthusiastic customer reviews, and this is the key part, their founder's philosophy. Our mission is to unpack how they balance this incredible artistry with their motto, which is cakes, care, and community.
And you know, the first clue is right there in the name, Backhouse. It's pronounced Backhouse.
It's German.
Exactly. It's from the South German tradition of a bakehouse. And that right away tells you, you know, this isn't just some new London trend. This is grounded in a specific cultural history.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to get to the care element, you really have to understand the founder, Walt Utz. His background is, well, it's not what you'd expect from a luxury baker.
Not at all. He is a registered home catering business owner, yes, but that's not his main job.
Right. His primary calling is as a foster parent in Islington.
And that's not just some side detail. It completely frames the entire business. It changes everything.
It really does. I mean, It means the roots of this whole enterprise are completely tied up in social care work. It makes you ask, how does that experience shape the day-to-day of a premium bakery?
Well, it gives them an unassailable brand differentiator. The sources explain that the Backhouse philosophy blends those South German baking traditions, which he learned from his mother, by the way, with his care work.
So he bakes with the kids.
Yes. But it's not just for fun. He uses it as a deliberate strategy to strengthen relationships, to foster responsibility, and teach them real practical skills. The business literally grew out of that.
That just transforms the whole product.
Yeah.
It's not a commodity anymore. It's a vehicle for something deeper.
And they have this philosophy for it in German. Essen soll Menschen verbinden und die Seele nähren.
Which means?
Food should connect people and nourish the soul.
That's beautiful. But, you know, in a city like London, which is so fast-paced, how does a small home bakery actually deliver that kind of deep, soul-nourishing experience?
I think it's about setting boundaries and expectations. The mission is baked right into the business model. So if you connect this to the bigger picture, the product serves a purpose beyond just being eaten. The consumer isn't just buying a cake. They're buying into this verifiable social value.
And it seems like customers are really feeling that difference. We looked at the reviews, and they're not just saying, oh, it tasted good.
No, not at all.
They're talking about the whole experience. We saw comments like, the most beautiful cake I've ever seen, and another one. This one got me. These are not just cakes. They are some of the most beautiful, intricate art I have ever laid my eyes upon.
And that's what creates the buzz, right? The artistry. But the validation of that mission, that's what builds the loyalty.
So let's dive into that signature product then, the cupcake bouquet. This is what they're famous for.
It's absolutely the centerpiece of what they do. The execution is just flawless. We're talking about these artfully piped buttercrumb flowers.
And they're technically accurate too. Like, you can recognize the flower.
You see realistic roses, really intricate dahlias, even the spiky texture of protea.
Yeah.
And it's all arranged and packaged to look exactly like a fresh bouquet from a high-end florist.
Silk paper, gift wrap, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I found this review from an Elizabeth Colville really telling. She said the bouquets are even more convincing in real life than in the photos.
Wow.
If that's possible. That's what she said. It just shows the illusion holds up in person.
And you have to think about the labor involved there, the sheer focus it must take to pipe a realistic dahlia onto a tiny cupcake. I mean, it's an incredibly time-intensive process.
Which justifies the price and the fact that you can't just, you know, walk in and grab one.
Exactly. But they've been smart about it. They've standardized this art into different sizes.
Right. You can get 7, 12, 19, or 24 cupcakes in a bouquet.
And the prices range from, what was it, 35 pounds up to 120.
Yeah, 35 to 120 pounds. And you can request even larger custom sizes. So it scales from a nice gift to a major event centerpiece.
They're clearly hitting that sweet spot of accessible luxury. And they're smart about keeping it fresh.
Through customization, right? They do individually themed cupcakes, and they hint at corporate branding stuff.
And the seasonal options. We saw an autumn cupcake bouquet with these little handcrafted pumpkins and fall colors, and of course a Valentine's Day theme. They adapt the art to the calendar.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The blend of that illusion and the actual taste. You don't just expect something that looks this perfect to compromise on flavor.
You would. You'd think it's all for the gram.
But the feedback says the opposite. This one from Fergus Colville. Amazing taste and unbelievable artistry. It's like they've nailed both sides of the coin, which is so rare.
And that commitment to flavor. That's where the German heritage comes in. It's the anchor for the whole menu, moving beyond the bouquets.
It's such a fascinating split. One minute we're talking about hyper-realistic floral art, the next it's centuries-old comfort food.
Yeah.
How do those two halves of the menu really work together?
I think they broaden the base. The cupcake bouquets bring in the high-margin special occasion sales, but the traditional German bakes, they anchor the brand in authenticity. They show it's about flavor and tradition, not just novelty.
So what are some of those German treats they offer?
Oh, they go deep into the holiday classics, especially for Christmas. You've got Zimstern.
Cinnamon Stars.
And vanilla Kipfel, those are the vanilla crescents, Schwarzweiss Gebäck, and Rumkugel, the rum truffles.
Mm-hmm.
They even do Oktoberfest with the gingerbread hearts, the Lebkuchenherzen.
And it goes beyond cookies. They do full-on traditional cakes.
Right, like the Bienenstich, which translates to bee sting cake, and of course a traditional Black Forest Gâteau, the Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte. These are complex, layered cakes. They take serious skill and time.
And that's where we see this... this deliberate friction in how you buy from them.
Mm-hmm.
The celebration cakes, for instance, are priced clearly by portion.
12 slices for £60, up to 24 slices for £90. Seems straightforward.
But the catch is the lead time. You can't just order one for tomorrow.
No, celebration cakes require a mandatory 7-day lead time.
A full week.
And that week isn't a bug, it's a feature, it's a promise. It tells you that this thing is being made with care and time just for you. It's the opposite of a grab-and-go transaction. It reinforces the whole care motto.
And for the holidays, it's even tighter. They have these really specific dates. Christmas orders start the week of November 25th, and the absolute final day to order is Monday, December 16th.
That shows they know their capacity and they manage expectations carefully.
So their delivery strategy also plays into this. It's kind of a dual approach.
Right. They really lean into the community aspect with the local focus on Camden and Islington. Personal delivery, local pickup, it keeps things personal.
But hang on a second. They also offer nationwide shipping in 1 to 2 days. If these products are so fragile, so artistic, how does that even work? Isn't national distribution a nightmare for some of these items?
That's a really good question, and it probably tells us something about what they ship. It's likely that the nationwide shipping focuses on their more robust stuff.
The German cookies, maybe? The rum truffles?
Exactly. Or maybe carefully packaged components of the bouquets. But for the really elaborate, multi-tiered cakes, you have to imagine local pickup is the only way. They're balancing reach with the need to maintain quality.
That makes sense. The local community validates the brand, and the national shipping builds its visibility. Okay, so moving on to how they support all this online.
Their website is very visual. They have a cupcake gallery with these themed portfolios like Purple Rain or Protea Tribute. It's less like an ad and more like an artist's portfolio.
It justifies the premium price.
Mm.
And their blog is really active in reinforcing the mission.
Yeah, it's a mix. You get practical things like a recipe for their German bee sting cake, but then also these deeper articles about the brand's vision, you know, to touch lives with every treat we create.
And what's fascinating is how the Google reviews, all 39 of them, they just consistently echo this balance. They talk about the aesthetic and the experience in equal measure.
One person, Nancy Colville, her comment really summed it up. She said, "The attention to detail and the love put into each cake is evident. And that is the ultimate proof of the cake's care community model working."
It feels like the consumer isn't just tasting the butter and sugar. They're tasting the philosophy that Wall Ux brings from his care work.
The art pulls you in, but it's the commitment to flavor and that genuine story that turns a one-time purchase into a recommendation. The brand lets you feel like you're buying something morally uplifting, not just delicious.
So what does this all mean? I think Walt's Backhouse is this amazing synthesis. You got this highly specialized artistic skill, a specific cultural heritage with the South German baking, and it's all grounded in these deep community roots from the founder's life.
They prove that a small, high-concept business can really align its social mission with being a profitable premium brand.
Right. It's a business where the mission isn't just a line in a press release. It is literally baked into the recipe and the logistics.
Exactly.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to think about. We've seen how this business is built on time and labor and care.
Wow.
So given that, how might buying one of these highly personalized edible art pieces change the emotional value, the psychological currency of a food gift?
Mm.
Think about the difference, you know, versus just grabbing a standard mass-produced box of chocolates. When a gift requires a 7-day lead time and it's tied to a genuine mission of care, the person receiving it is accepting not just calories, but commitment.
Yeah.
That's something to mull over.
It definitely raises the bar for what a thoughtful gift can be. We'd encourage you to go look at the sources and see the artistry for yourself. It's pretty incredible.